Welcome to the audio introduction for Fatherland, written by Nancy Farino and directed by Tessa Walker. Performances run until the 29th of November, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45pm and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45pm. The show is 1 hour and 40 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £17.50. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of Fatherland features Shona Babayemi as Claire, Nancy Farino as Joy, and Jason Thorpe as Winston. Only good things happen to Winston Smith, or so he keeps telling himself. Winston loves his job as a life coach and is even hoping to write a book to share his wisdom more widely. There's just the small matter of a negligence lawsuit to deal with first. His daughter Joy is tired of holding things together, of pretending to be okay, and of every relationship in her life demanding more than she has to give. The solution? A spontaneous road trip to County Mayo in search of their long-lost Irish roots on a converted school bus with mood lighting, questionable plumbing, and no clear plan. Winston takes Joy on a search for their past by way of hiding from the here and now. As you enter the auditorium, you turn left down a short corridor before turning right and walking forward into the performance space. There is a short bank of seating at the end you've entered through and two long banks stretching forward at either side of the stage. This audio introduction will be told from the perspective of the short bank through which you've entered. The stage is sparse, plain dark grey floor and walls with a deep but pastely blue strip running through the middle and onto two doors concealed in the far wall. The strip of blue is wide and will be the space where most of the action takes place. Above the stage hang two lines of long rectangular office lights, with three lights in each line. During the performance, they change to colours referenced by the characters. Winston refers to having red lights on his bus, so in the scene set on the bus, two of the six lights, normally the two directly above where the characters are sat, will turn red. In other scenes, when the character Joy is talking about mythical stories, the lights will turn blue and green. Above the two doors in the far wall, there is a space, concealed at the beginning, with a metal railing. At the very start of the play, whilst the characters are stood on stage ready to begin, the space becomes lit and snow can be seen falling in it. Much of the play is set on a converted school bus that the character Winston has bought. When he first enters speaking, he brings on an individual chair on wheels. It is grey and padded with a seatbelt attached, looking just like a chair from an old-fashioned bus. He sits on the chair at points throughout the play, but only does the seatbelt up when he is meant to be on the bus. When Joy is on the bus with him, she has a similar-looking chair. However, hers has a small side table attached, as if it is the centre console between her and her dad's chair. In that is a CD player and soft black CD pouch, which she interacts with. When there is music played on the bus, it comes from the CD player. When the music gets louder and fills the space, it is a sign that the naturalism of the scene is shifting and something extraordinary is happening. Although the two characters often wheel their chairs next to each other, as if they are in the front of the bus looking out, sometimes they are intentionally separate from each other and facing different directions, amplifying the emotional state of the characters. At moments where Joy is alone on stage and begins storytelling, when soft magical music plays, snow falls directly over her.
Hello, my name is Shona Babayemi. I use she, her pronouns. My skin colour is light brown and I play Claire. Claire is in her early 30s. Though she looks much, much younger. She's about 5'8" with a mid-sized hourglass figure and she has brown eyes. During the show, Claire has slick back hair with a middle parting and she wears it in a low bun. Claire's energy is grounded. She moves with purpose and assertiveness. But she's also holding the weight of grief, which can affect her mood and her movement. During the show, Claire wears business casual clothing, and that shifts to business smart as the play progresses. Her colour palette is black, blue and grey. Claire also holds a leather-bound book during the show, which is a light, dusty pink, and she holds a bright yellow HB pencil, scribbling lots of notes.
My name is Nancy Farino, and I play Joy in Fatherland. Joy is a young woman, she's 26 years old. I'm white British. I've got brown curly hair that in the show is sometimes covered by a green fuzzy snood, which is quite an unusual piece of clothing. Sometimes the snood is down and my hair is in a very messy bun, looking like I've kind of slept in it and it probably needs a good wash. This is all because Joy is going through a bit of a tricky time in life. She's not feeling too great. She's feeling quite depressed. Her clothes reflect that too. I'm wearing some dark green joggers, a big oversized, like, dusty purple t-shirt. And then I've chucked on a brown suede men's jacket and then some boots. So kind of the outfit, I imagine that I'm in my pajamas and then I've gone out for a cigarette. So I've just chucked on a coat and some boots. Yes. Joy's energy is quite lethargic, but also quite anxious. The experience of seeing her dad like this does make her quite anxious and frustrated. So that's, her physicality feels quite constrained in the bus scenes. She's kind of buzzing and full of all of this anxiety and frustration. But then in our dream sequences, that's where the movement gets a lot bigger and things become quite surreal, quite exaggerated. And yeah, that's definitely when Joy's dreams take over and her body language gets a lot bigger. I think that's everything I had to say.
Hi, my name's Jason Thorpe, and I play the character Winston Smith. He's 5'9". He's got silvery salt and pepper coloured hair on his head, and he's got quite a white greyish beard. It's quite a full beard. His costume is like a knitted, heavy knitted woolen jumper, very loose. He was a man that wears shorts throughout the year. Is one of those types. If it's snowing, he's wearing shorts. If it's sunny, he's wearing shorts. But like cargo shorts with big pockets on the side, which he usually keeps all his stuff in. He wears big woolen socks that are blue, very heavy knit, with a type of walking hike boot. He probably wears that all year as well. He's got a quite fast energy. He has like a coiled up spring-like energy, which manifests itself in sudden, sharp, sort of unpredictable movements, I would say. He's, what else can I say? He constantly comes up with the jokes, and I think he's one to stand on stage and surprise you by doing something quite strange, I would say. So whether that's jerky movements, he's very good at staring you in the eye and standing still. And then suddenly, with the thought, he'll change and it manifests into something else with the rhythm.